Welcome back, everyone, to the Darchei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memchas Kinyani Torah. Today's day of Sfira is the ninth day of Sfira, which means we are up to the ninth of the 48 Kinyanim, and that is the Kinyan of Simcha. So what exactly is the role of Simcha in our learning? Why is it so critical to acquire joy as part of our experience of learning Torah? So let's explore three approaches as we usually do. Number one, that of the Medrash Shmuel, is that if we learn without joy, and our learning is merely a burden to us, it's a Torah, it's just something that we feel like we have to do, so then eventually we're going to abandon it. But if we learn with joy, so then we'll be attracted to it. There'll be a certain magnetic pull that brings us back to learning the Torah day in and day out, and we'll continue to learn without pause. Rav Shach is quoted by his Talmidim as having said that if a person learns properly and tastes the sweetness of Torah, it's impossible that he would ever stop to learn. The second approach is that of the Tiferes Yisrael, as well as the Lechem Shamayim, Rav Yaakov Emdin, who says that if one learns with joy, with simcha, so then he sets himself up, he positions himself to have his learning stick with him and remain with him as into the future. The Stipler said that one's memory of the Torah is in proportion to the simcha that he feels when he learns it. You know, just as a child remembers what excites him in his childhood, and he can recall vividly all of the details of a certain scene that he was so excited to see, says the Chofetz Chaim that so too in our learning, the more that we can associate feelings of connection and joy, the more that our learning is going to remain with us. And finally, the third approach, that of Rashi and also of Rav Yaakov Emdin, is that simcha, we have to understand, is not what society calls fun. It's not frivolous type of joy. Simcha in halacha is the state of being wholesome. It's a state of tamimus, of feeling present and mindful. It's a simcha that allows us to tap into authentic joy. That's why simcha is associated with a specific experience, that of being lifnei Hashem. As Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal used to point out, v'ochalta lifnei Hashem elokecha b'makom asher yivchar, v'samachta lifnei Hashem elokecha b'makom asher yivchar. A person feels joy when he is in the makom hamikdash. Why? Because that is where a person can most aptly and intimately perceive his connection with Hashem, and the fact that he lives in the presence of Hashem. When a person knows and feels that he's before Hashem, that he's in the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's as well positioned as could be to be in the hands of Hashem, to be living a life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that is a true experience of simcha. Learning has to be an experience of lifnei Hashem. The same way that a person feels the presence of Hashem in the Mikdash, he has to feel the presence of Hashem in his learning. After all, as we've said earlier, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the Shechina is with a person even when he learns all by himself. When we engage in the most wholesome of tasks, like learning Torah, our emotional state has to mirror that which we're doing. So if we are being wholesome by learning Torah, we should feel wholesome by having an experience and an emotional state of simcha, of being in the hands of Hashem, being surrounded and wrapped by the Shechina. Lule sorascha sha'ashuai az avadti be'onyi, says David HaMelech. Were it not for the joy of the Torah, I would be lost in my trials and travails. Reb Chaim Ozer Gudzinski explained that it's the type of simcha, of Torah, the knowledge, the feeling, the awareness, the cognizance that we're in the space of Hashem that can strengthen a person to confront and overcome any challenge that comes his way. That's what David HaMelech is describing in that pasuk. By acquiring the kinyan of simcha in our learning, number one, we learn in a way that will compel us to continue learning, as the Medrash Shmuel taught us. Number two, we learn Torah in a way that will cause the Torah to stick with us into the future, as the Tiferes Yisrael says. And number three, we learn with wholesomeness of knowing that we are truly in Hashem's presence.